One of the 10 threats to the Great Lakes identified by experts across the region is the possible expansion of canals to allow larger ocean-going ships into the lakes. Some see the expansion of shipping channels as a threat to the environment. Others see it as great economic opportunity. Just like in the early days of settlement, they see the shipping channels on the Great Lakes as a way to make trade opportunities better. Native Americans had canoe trade routes on the Great Lakes long before the Europeans appeared on the scene. When French fur traders arrived, they copied what they saw. They built birch bark canoes to travel the lakes and haul back fur pelts. Chuck Hoover is with the Saginaw Voyageurs, a group of reenactors who retrace the French voyageurs' routes. Hoover says the large canoes were great until you ran into rapids on the rivers connecting the lakes.
What you had to do was pick up everything, including the boat, and carry it across the dry land to the next place you can put in water that was navigable.
Those portages could be as long as 7 miles. Carrying a canoe big enough to haul more than a dozen men and the heavy bundles of fur pelts was a tough job, and it slowed trade. So some small canals were dug to make passage easier. As the region developed, even more valuable natural resources were discovered. Bigger canals were needed. Stanley Jacek is an area engineer with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at the canal and locks at Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. He says by the middle of the 1800s, mining around Lake Superior had become big business.
Back in those days, they discovered iron ore and copper in the upper end of the lakes here. So they had to get all that commerce down to the heartland of the country, so locks had to be built.
With a canal and locks to help ships negotiate the drop from one lake level to the next, the ore could be transported to the big steel mills in industrial cities such as Cleveland and Gary, Indiana. Christopher Gilchrist is with the Great Lakes Historical Society. He says you can't underestimate the value of those canals.
The waterborne transportation was critical for the creation of the industrial age in U.S. history. There's a reason why the steel mills are located right on the banks of these Great Lakes. All the major steel mills were located right by the water so that they could get their raw materials cost effectively.
At the other end of the Great Lakes, the St. Lawrence Seaway opened in the 1950s to make it possible for ships on the Atlantic Ocean to enter the lakes. And another big canal and set of several locks overcame another obstacle to shipping on the Great Lakes, the Niagara Falls. The Welland Canal allows ships to go around Niagara. Since it first opened in the 19th century, the Welland Canal and its locks have been enlarged 4 times. Each time the Welland Canal locks and the St. Lawrence Seaway have been made wider and deeper, the shipping industry builds bigger and bigger ships to the point that they literally just squeak through, often rubbing up against the timbers that act as bumpers on the lock's concrete walls. Throughout the history of the canals, there's been pressure to make them bigger and bigger. Many feel the amount of shipping through the canals is tied directly to the economic well-being of the nation. The more the canals can handle, the better the economy. Back at Sault Ste. Marie, the locks open to allow another big ship through. Stanley Jacek, the engineer at the Sioux Locks connecting Lake Superior and Huron, says the economic impact is pretty easy to track.
What we do here in the way of passing of commerce mimics what's happening in the country. You can actually see the spikes in the economy by looking at our traffic here.
But some say the canals could do more than just reflect the health of the economy. They could spur the economy if even bigger ships could come into the lakes. The ships, the kind carrying containers ready to be pulled by trucks or loaded on rail cars, could go directly to Great Lakes ports instead of ports on the east or west coasts. More direct shipping might improve the region's economy. But environmentalists are worried. They say bigger ships from all over the world might mean more alien invasive species damaging the Great Lakes. The wider, deeper channels might damage the environment along scenic rivers connecting the lakes. And some believe expanding the channels will let too much water flow out of the lakes. That could worsen the problem of lower lake levels seen in recent years. The plans for bigger ships are on hold for right now, but given the history of the canals, many believe expansion is only a matter of time. For the GLRC, this is Lester Graham.